Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings, and we're here for another Cheers episode, and I'm very proud of you because a couple of my colleagues, April Van Buren and Mercedes Mejia, challenged you with making a sort of pina colada, but not using pineapple, instead using pawpaw. And I love that because, you know, it's the Midwest tropical fruit. So why accept that challenge?
I thought it was a great challenge. As soon as I heard the words pawpaw colada, I thought this is a drink that needs to get made.
How difficult is it to make a transition from, you know, a classic standard sugary drink that people love, or at least some people love, and making it out of a fruit that not very many people are familiar with?
Well, pawpaws are very, very sweet, so the sugary side wasn't a problem at all. One of the things that I had to decide first off was I going to replace one of the standard pina colada ingredients with the pawpaw, or was I going to use it as an add-on? In the end, I thought it didn't really work as a drink if it didn't have some of that pineapple juice in there. So this has both pineapple juice and some pawpaw puree.
So not everybody's familiar with pawpaw. What do we know about it?
So it is a native North American fruit, grows up here in the Great Lakes all the way down to the Florida panhandle, and it doesn't taste like what you would think a North American fruit would taste like. It actually tastes really tropical. Sometimes it's been called a Michigan banana because it has this interesting soft texture. Some people actually call it a custard apple. And then it has mango notes, banana notes, some sort of funky, musky kind of flavors. It's really unique, very sweet, but totally a taste of Michigan.
And one of the things that's really interesting about pawpaws is if you get a fairly green, fresh pawpaw versus one that's fully ripe, the taste is much different. And some people prefer it one way, some people prefer it the other way. What did you use in this pawpaw colada?
So we use very, very ripe pawpaw pulp. Unlike other ingredients where you might have to puree them in a blender, the pawpaw, when it's very ripe, is really soft. So it's just a matter of scraping off the pulp from around these big brown seeds that are in the middle of it, and then you've already got a puree that's ready to mix into a drink.
Well, how'd you make the pawpaw colada?
In a blender, I combined 1.5 ounces of rum. I used a dark rum. You could also use a white rum. I used 1 ounce of coconut syrup. So a traditional pina colada recipe calls for cream of coconut, which is a highly processed product. You may have seen it on shelves called Coco Lopez. I like to use something a little homemade, but you could totally substitute Coco Lopez in this recipe. I used 2 ounces of pineapple juice, 2 tablespoons of the pawpaw pulp, 1/4 ounce of lime, because like I said, pawpaw is really sweet, and I wanted to counter that a little bit to make a tastier drink. And then this is going to sound a little weird, but a pinch of salt really amps up all the flavors in the drink. Then I added 1 cup of crushed ice to my blender and let it rip.
So what's it taste like?
Well, you tell me, does this fit your platonic image of a pawpaw colada?
Well, the pawpaw is really present because it's got that unique taste, but it's very, very good. The rum is just a tiny back note to the whole thing, but the pineapple and the pawpaw play together really well.
You completely miss the coconut, and I think that's a really important thing that ties that pineapple and the pawpaw together and gives it that creamy texture that we expect from a pina colada.
Well, I'm glad you took up this challenge. The results are really tasty.
We've been doing these Cheers episodes for a while now, so we're always looking for new ideas.
If you want to make a suggestion, remember, it has to be a Michigan ingredient, and you can send a message through the Stateside webpage, and you can find all of that at michiganradio.org. Cheers.
Cheers.